I certainly was against the whole idea.
Of the Christmas Story Live?
Yes.
Well, did you know that it was an actual, they turned it into a musical?
No, I did not. And in theory, I'm against that too.
Right. Now, do you?
I'm just a poop. I'm an old poop.
Do you like the movie?
I love the movie.
Okay.
That's why, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's along the same lines as Willy Wonka.
Right.
And other stuff where I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, it makes sense to, well, it not necessarily makes sense, but I understand why they would turn it into a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Because they turn everything into musicals. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But this doesn't seem like it's awful.
It's not awful. Like, honestly, like, I haven't hated it. Right. I haven't hated it. When I saw that it was on, I was like, this is booty. I am certainly conditioned to not like it.
Right.
And there's a bunch of that I don't like in that, and someone was talking about this on NPR, like, that Broadway hasn't been like this, like, fountain of creativity lately.
Correct.
It's been this recycling factory.
Yes,
where they take ideas and just redo them.
Correct.
Like every movie studio in Hollywood.
Yep.
Oh, we own the rights to Dukes of Hazzard. Let's make a movie.
Correct.
So, yep.
And that's what Broadway's been. They, like, the big hit on Broadway this year was SpongeBob SquarePants the musical.
What? No. What?
Yeah.
Dude, that is just depressing. And I like SpongeBob, but still.
Well, I mean, there was like the originals, like, well, that was last year, I guess, because that one best musical was Dear Evan Hansen. But that one in place. But now, like, the big thing right now, well, I don't necessarily know, because again, I'm in San Diego, not New York.
Right.
But watching because I watch the Macy's Parade every year. And I always watch the beginning because that's when they do all, like, the Broadway stuff.
Right.
And
which is fun.
And the most original one that I saw was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Huh.
And I'm not going to lie, the song that they did was rather enjoyable. But I'm like,
come on.
Right.
Come on. Come up with it, like a new something.
We go from Hamilton to Dear Evan Hansen to.
Now, Dear Evan Hansen, I'm not familiar with.
It's a cool show.
And what it's about? What's the story?
It's about this kid that is like a loser and has no friends, and then this other kid that he kind of his like. I'm gonna
it's,
do
it's Billy
terrible.
Elliot.
No, so this kid who's like he's like a loner, and he really has a crush on this girl, and that girl's brother commits suicide, and then the kid claims that him and the kid were good friends. And then fabricates a story online how they're, like, real good buddies.
The dead brother?
Right.
And is it a musical?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting.
And it's very...
That's unique and original.
And it's...
Kudos.
And it has a very good message about, you know, positivity and, like, it incorporates, like, social media into the world. And, like, the way that they do the set is really cool. And they show you, like, all these images and projections and stuff behind. And, like, he gets up and, like, gives this speech on YouTube, basically, that's like, you know, no one's alone. Like, life is good. Be, you know.
But it's all, like,
it's not all fact. Well, he goes online and, like, writes all, like, fakes all these emails and chats between him and this kid.
Right.
And that's what he fakes. But then he does, like, get online and he's, like, you know, tells, like, you know, nobody's alone. Like, you don't have to go in this alone. There's life out there, you know, that can be positive. And then that video goes viral. So then he becomes this, like, voice of, like, outreach, kind of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then I imagine.
I haven't seen it, obviously. I've only listened to the soundtrack. But the soundtrack's really good. It won Best Musical. A lot of people thought, you know, another white kid, like, da-da-da, claiming mediocrity is, like, the greatest. And it won Best Musical, blah. But it's like, I don't know. The music's great. It has a good message. And.
Huh.
I mean, he does end up getting the girl in the end, and, like, the truth comes out that he wasn't really friends with him. I imagine
it all
boy
crashes,
wants girl, boy crashes, gets girl, yep. Boy loses girl, boy gets girl back.
Boy lies about relationship
right,
with end. Dead brother,
right?
And it all comes back to bite him in the end,
right?
Yeah, but somehow love prevails,
right? Of course,
that's cool,
but it's good.
Now, what Evan Hansen? Say it again.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to look on Apple Music and look and see if I can't get the soundtrack.
Well, I've also listened to, I forget the name of it, but there's a 9/11 musical, sort of. But it's about, what's it called? Like Fly Home.
Oh, it's the one where the plane lands
in
Canada, Nova Scotia?
Yes. So, yes.
Yeah.
In Canada. Yep.
And And yeah, I really want to see that.
And the small town like rallies around and they're like, oh crap, like we have to take care of these people.
That's really cool.
It's I haven't seen it obviously, but listen to the soundtrack and that one's really good too.
I do remember seeing maybe the Tony Awards and they
that
they,
was
they
on the same one as Dear Evan Hansen.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
You know, because on 9/11, my aunt was in a plane coming in and landed in Nova Scotia. And
oh, she did that? She was on.
She was she had gotten that sounded like a story where they actually got off the plane and went into the town.
Yes,
it sounds like
that happens.
Yeah, so that didn't happen to her. She was in a.
Was she only there for like a very short amount of time?
Well, it was a long time on the plane. It was like 18 hours or so, like on the plane. And
right,
the,
but
the
then they
toilets
flew,
filled up.
They flew away or no? Because that's part of the musical. Like they do fly in and they keep them on the plane because they're like, we have nowhere to put these people. And so they're just on the plane. They're like, well, it's just, you know, a mishap or whatever. Because nobody really knew what was going on.
Right.
They're just like, airplane's closed, reroute. Whoop. And it's like, oh, okay. And then, like, they eventually found out
but
through
they,
the course
they get,
of stuff.
They go into town, though?
But well, I think it takes place in, like, different little airports. But, yes, yeah, some people get off and they go into the town.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have to double check and ask Aunt Cindy because.
Oh, it was Aunt Cindy that was. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
in
crazy.
Fact, that's why I, like, before, that was right before right before I moved here to San Diego.
That's crazy.
But I was here to watch her house while she was on this vacation. And
so she was like a couple of flights away from like.
Oh, dude,
9/11.
It was enough to like. I was nervous.
Well,
I was
yeah.
like scared. I was like, my aunt is flying into New York this morning.
Right.
You know, like that
and
was
who
like.
Who knows? Right.
Yeah. And so.
Well, and that was the big thing that like nobody on the plane could get a hold of anybody else because like,
exactly
like it was crazy. So,
exactly. Yeah. So I wonder if she'd be down to telling that story again. She's told it several times.
Yeah, and that'd be awesome.
But
I'm totally down for that. But anyway, all this musical talk spawned because right now on TV, the Christmas Story Live, the musical version of A Christmas Story, they're doing it live on Fox. It's one of those, you know, live musicals. And BJ had it on when I showed up to record, and
it was on when I got home.
Doesn't look terrible.
It's not bad.
I'm sure if I watched it in full, I'd be like, boo. But like, you know, it's cool. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's Christmas Story. Yeah.
Yep. Boo, but, though. I mean, just in general,
right.
Boo.
Yeah.
Like, Dear Evan Hansen, yay.
Right.
Original.
Give us something good.
Yep.
New,
something
original.
Different, new. Yeah, but.
I lost an earphone.
You got it?
Yeah, it was just my cord. Anyway. So anyway, check out lifesabinge.com. Find us on all social media at lifesabinge. All that good stuff. You guys know where to find us. Hit us up on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And if all else fails, check out lifesabinge.com for all your Life's a Binging needs. And anyway, it's time to start the show.
It's
Let's
time.
Do it.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
So,
times.
Tony and La Mesa asked if he wanted to. I asked if
oh,
he wanted
son
to.
Son of a biscuit. Sorry, I have. We have voicemails.
Come in. Oh, do you? Good.
Yeah, I need to get the cord.
I had asked if he wanted to come in and be on tonight because we need to get together.
And
he
said no.
He said, yeah, he wasn't really like. You know how sometimes. You know how it goes when you're not in your best mindset for podcasting.
Oh, yeah. And, I just force myself to do it because that's what
it
we
is,
do.
And it's habit. It's habit now, and
right.
And so, yeah. So you know, I feel pretty good, but you know, I'm exhausted, man.
Oh,
these
yeah.
last
no,
these
I,
last 4 days have
I
been crazy, like super busy. And,
dude, I hear you. Life at the post office is no bueno. I apologize if this is a loud noise. Sorry about that, folks.
They hear that.
I'll make sure I edit that. I'll have to see if I can. Hang on 1 second.
So there's a musical number with the elves, I'm guessing, about You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
That's what the... Who knows? Maybe this is just ho-ho-ho. Ho-ho-ho. I mean, the costumes are all on point, is what I'm seeing.
Everything is on
good.
Point. And like they had some like some harmonizations and stuff with the kids.
Right.
They were singing a song that it was clearly that they had like... That was like pre-recorded, and they're playing that. Like it was
really?
Just... Oh, it was way too good.
I don't know, man. It's supposed to be live.
I think it is live. But I think that like they
they're
use backing
syncing?
Tracks for that for these harmonies.
If there's lip syncing, that's a big.
They were just way too tight.
Moment.
Like they were like clearly like these
yeah, but
are.
That's what happens when you get Broadway caliber singers.
I like to think that, but my instincts tell me, you know.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. You're like, oh, this is not
truth. So let's do our voicemails since we just did the intro. We have two of them to go through. Right, I haven't listened to either of them. I'm trying to be better about not listening to stuff before it happens.
Oh, you haven't listened to either?
I haven't listened to either of them.
Oh, sweet. So let's do okay.
it. Okay.
Whoa. Oh, that ESPN.
Yeah. Derek Carr drives for a go-ahead touchdown. Is that what that just said? No way. Derek Carr drives for go-ahead touchdown, but fumbles out of the end zone in final minutes of loss. Oh,
sorry, Raiders.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was nuts. Anyway, let's do the voicemails.
Life's a binge. Phone Army.
DJ, you sexy beast, and Jared, my brother from another mother. Hello, boys. I just wanted to chime in. I was able to catch up on my DVR this weekend, watch some This Is Us with my fiance, Jennifer. Oh, my goodness. If you guys haven't watched it yet, this show pulls at your heartstrings every single episode. It is brilliantly written. And I'd recommend bringing a box of tissue, but, and I'm not much for the sappy shit, but you know what? It's brilliantly written, and, I couldn't think of a better show. So, see you guys on the couch, boys. Love what you do.
Well, I am for the sappy shit.
Nice.
So.
Oh, I am too. And I haven't watched that show, and I've heard that it's phenomenal.
I watched the pilot.
Did it make you cry?
Yup.
See, that's what, yep. Like, Nick, like, that was from our boy Nick. He tells me, he's like, literally every episode makes him and his fiance cry. Every episode.
So just this one first episode.
Sure.
They just did something, and they, like, did it in a way, and then they presented it, and they just used, like, a kind of a trick.
Right.
Maybe, to where you're like, oh, you motherfucker.
Apparently, and they then, like, do that every episode.
And then you're like, oh, you motherfucker. So, man. And then it just makes it, like, I'm, like, crying, but I'm cheering. Like, good job. Like, right. Well done. So that's definitely one.
Yeah,
you know, at some point I like to say, you know.
Oh, I think they're in season two right now.
Two or three, or yeah. So
it's supposed to be really, really good. And
this is a network, so networks like have so many episodes.
Right, exactly. So. It's like 22 episode seasons, and you have to have cable. Well, I guess not. They probably put them streaming on the NBC online or whatever.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah. So. But I haven't seen it. So I do intend on watching that show, as I intend on watching many
shows. You know who owns Hulu now?
Who's that?
Disney.
Oh, right, because they bought Fox for $52 billion, with a B, dollars.
So they own The Simpsons now.
$52 billion. They own Disney. Everything. I love Disney.
I fucking hate them /
Why?
Love them.
You have because, to love them.
Because they're going to get you if you don't.
I just can't believe, like,
them and Apple.
If you're Fox, why would you sell? Like, I understand $52 billion is a lot, but if you make a movie that reaps the box office benefits, then that's like millions of dollars right there. On millions, plus the TV rights, plus the movie rights, so plus this and that. And Disney bought it all for $52 billion. It's like, how much profit are you? Like, aren't you rolling in the billions in the profit margin if you're 20th Century Fox?
You know, that's a good question.
Unless they were tanking and they're like,
was
well,
it hostile?
Now.
Maybe it was hostile. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway,
this is all beyond me.
It is crazy that they bought. Who's playing Santa? That was a black Santa. Good for them.
I don't know, but that was Fred Armisen playing the elf. Yeah. The elf there.
So anyway, $52 billion from Disney. That's crazy. Let's listen to our other voicemail from You Know Who He Is and sing along with his little thing that's right here.
Tony in La Mesa. La Mesa.
Hey, guys. Tony in La Mesa. A long-time listener, 14th-time caller. Hey, Merry Christmas, or as Eddie Murphy said in Trading Places, Merry New Year! One of my favorite holiday movies. Anyway, I just want to wish a happy holidays to everyone on staff. And I want to thank you, Jared, sincerely. This is a real, genuine thanks. No tongue-in-cheek, no side shot or insult coming. Dominic the Donkey is now my new favorite Christmas song.
Yes.
After listening to it on your show, I cannot stop singing it.
Yes.
So,
I was singing that too.
You contributed to my life, and I appreciate it.
I've been singing that too.
Yes.
It's Dominique the Donkey.
Jiggity jig.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. Dominique the Donkey.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yes.
So I hope I, like, okay, you're like Tony's the most sarcastic person ever. And he says, you know, sincerely, no tongue in cheek.
Well, you're waiting for the tongue.
But
for
I'm wondering if he really is listening to the song, if he really does like it, or if he's just annoyed that I played an annoying song.
I'm assuming he did because I'm sure he did, I've been singing it too.
Like, it's fantastic.
Like, it was a good start for that last episode.
Oh, yeah. And I had to. Because nobody knows that jam.
Selena knew it somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, this is Dominic the Donkey. Yeah.
That's we have the.
Here's a didgeridoo and Dominic the Donkey, isn't it? So.
Holy crap. That was awful. I can't do Australian. I can't do. Nope. I can't even try.
As soon as she says something, I can say it. But I always feel like I'm like making fun.
Here's the thing I love about you, BJ. I know that I could probably work my way up into getting a decent Australian accent going.
Right.
But you just dive in every time for whatever it is you're going for.
Yeah, and sometimes it's horrible.
Yeah. We're, and like not only that, but you're like, okay, here's my Jay Leno. And it's like, yeah, guys, this is my Jay Leno. And it's like, well, yeah, I've heard you do Jay Leno really well. Right. But when you just dive right into it,
it takes a little while.
You need to work your way up to it.
Find your feet.
But you always just go for it. And I'm like, man, I'm always like, yeah, I can do that. Maybe I just need to work on it a little bit. I'm not going to do it right now in front of everyone. It's like, you just go for it, man.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And suck it, and do bad at it. And then,
but it's funny every time.
So one impression that I feel pretty good at,
mm-hmm.
Almost every time,
mm-hmm.
is Edith Bunker.
Oh, so, yeah, that's solid. One's good.
So,
oh, Archie.
That's, it's good.
And you know what you're wearing.
Yes,
girls with girls.
That one is pretty solid. Well done.
So that's on a syndication, and so it comes up on this TV, I believe, or 69-2,
the air channels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
which are great.
I don't have those. I mean, I'm sure everyone does, but I don't have an antenna plugged in to view them.
That's an easy thing. You know, that's a good Christmas gift.
Oh yeah, you just plug it in.
Less than $20 for a thing.
Absolutely,
plug it in. Boom, you got some channels.
Yeah. So, anyway, I wanted to talk. You saw Justice League?
I did see Justice League.
Okay, I want to talk about Justice League for a minute.
All right.
Because what did you think of Justice League?
Damn it. I wanted to like Justice League, and I wanted it to be good. I thought it was not good.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to come clean here on this podcast that I've been doing for over 2 years. I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Oh, no? Okay.
I haven't seen Batman versus Superman.
Okay.
I haven't seen... what's the other one? There's another one.
Isn't there? The last Superman one?
I don't know. Man of Steel was the first.
Okay.
There's Man of Steel.
Forgettable.
Then Batman v Superman. Then Wonder Woman. Those are the three that they've had so far?
Yes.
Okay, of those movies, I've seen most of Man of Steel.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that one or not. Actually,
most of Man of Steel. I saw not the very...
It drags, right?
It's boring. Anyway, and then I did not see Batman v Superman, but I've read every synopsis and seen all the spoilers and all this and that, and mm-hmm. I've heard that the theatrical version blows, and then if you watch like the extended cut that's like 3.5 hours long, it's not bad.
Interesting.
Right.
Well, I'd be curious to see that because I did see that and
spoiler alert for the DC extended universe, at the end of Batman versus Superman, Superman dies.
He's dead.
Yeah,
dead.
He's done for. And then Wonder Woman,
which is bullshit.
I don't know if
Batman's gonna kill Superman. It's never gonna happen in a million years.
How did it happen? Did he have like a kryptonite glove or something?
Kryptonite, something with kryptonite, and he had a super suit, kind of like he could fight Iron Man.
Right. You know. And he kills Superman.
Yeah.
Sure.
Something like that.
Sure.
I don't know. It was forgettable.
So right. So then Wonder Woman, is there any Batman or is there any Superman in Wonder Woman?
I don't think so. I think that's a standalone story. Tells her story about Amazonia.
Uh-huh. And Chris Pine is in that movie. He's the love interest for her.
Yes.
And then he bites it also in that movie?
maybe.
I'm pretty sure, because he's not, like, they mention it in anyway, like I said, I'm coming clean. I've talked about these movies before, like, I've seen them, and I was blowing smoke up all of your ass.
I don't remember you ever, like, claiming to have seen any
of them. No, but we've talked about them, oh, you know, I liked this, and I liked that, and this and that, because, like, I read the synopsis, and I get it, like.
Right.
So anyway, coming clean, haven't seen them. This is the first one that I legit watched from beginning to end.
That was me with maybe a couple episodes of Supernatural. Let me read the synopsis.
You're like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Of course I remember that. Yeah. So going into it somewhat blind, they did a terrible job at setting up any characters to care about anybody.
Yep.
I heard all these great things about Ben Affleck as Batman. And in this movie, like I said, this is what I'm basing his performance on. Mm-hmm. He seemed like he phoned it in like a motherfucker. Like, he didn't seem like he gave a shit about anything. And I typically like Ben Affleck as an actor. He's not the greatest, but he's usually passable. And, you know.
Yeah.
And he just was like, what? Do you care about anything right now? Anyway, they did not tell us how. I mean, they told us how Cyborg became Cyborg, and they kind of explained Flash.
I don't know how that happens,
they kind of explained Flash, and it's like, why do we?
And this isn't the same Flash on the TV show, or is it?
Nope, different guy.
Okay,
and it's like they just dove right on in, and I was like. Maybe set in like Aquaman. I heard Aquaman was cool in the movie, and he was kind of cool. But like at the same time, it's like he didn't do anything. He was like a non character.
And not only that, like okay, so sometimes I refer to this movie because it's a good example of when character development lacks.
Yes,
and that's Prometheus. Okay. And which I don't know if you saw that or not.
I did not see it. That's the prequel to Alien movies.
Right. Yes. It's a big, beautiful movie.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful movie. Mm-hmm. And then they throw this like tiny little bit into these characters
right.
that you just couldn't care less about.
Because that movie's about them like going off to try and find the new like way to colonize, right? Or is that the in-between one? That's the newest one, Covenant.
I still haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that one either.
But anyway,
yeah.
So with this one,
yes.
Like in Batman versus Superman, they introduce that there's these other characters, like there's
right.
Wonder Woman,
yes.
Aquaman,
yep.
The Flash, and Cyborg. I don't even really remember them referencing Cyborg, but I'm sure they did.
Yep.
And so in this one, you meet Aquaman. Ben Affleck goes and he's trying to rally the troops. He's trying to get a group together.
Yeah, he like realizes, oh snap! The movie starts and there's like a parademon, which I think they're in the other in Batman versus Superman. Which they don't explain who these guys are or where they're from at all in this movie. I was like, he's fighting this weird bug bat looking thing with glowy eyes,
right?
And he kills it, and he's like, oh snap! This means something big is coming,
right?
And so he goes and talks to Wonder Woman, and they're like,
and he's like
something bad's happening.
That was kind of badass, though, and he's like, he has the dude, and he hangs him over, and he's his fear.
Yeah, you're my
baby. But Batman's so badass, he doesn't feel fear.
Yeah, he's not afraid.
So this guy can't focus on his fear, whatever this demon is. So
it was cool. But so anyway, because of that, he's like, oh, shit, stuff's about to go down. I need to talk to Diana, and we need to get a team together to fight the bad guys
that are coming. Yeah.
Right. And so, and then they're like, Duna, and they're like, they show the bad guy, his name's Steppenwolf, which is weird to me.
It is kind of weird. I thought so too.
He's like, but he's apparently, again, I'm not a DC guy necessarily. I don't necessarily know the comics, but I feel like if you're going to make a movie to a broad audience, I shouldn't have to have read the comics in order to understand who this character is.
Right.
And so they kind of set it up. I'm going to do the thing that everyone hates, and I'm going to compare it to the Marvel Universe because you shouldn't really be able. We compare them because they're the big
they're
comic book things right now.
They're two large comic book entities, right?
But you can't really compare them because they are doing different things, and they're doing them differently. However, in just take Thor Ragnarok, the latest Thor movie, they set up a brand new character named Hela, and she's like the goddess of death. And in about 5 minutes... less than 5 minutes, 2 minutes, there's a scene with Anthony Hopkins, and he's like, oh, there, you had a sister, and her name is Hela, and she was this crazy goddess, and she went on this crazy destructive rampage, and this and that, and this and that, and she's crazy, and she's the goddess of death, and be careful for her, because she's coming back now that I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
And just in that sentence, you're like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
I get it. She's the goddess of death. She's your sister. She's coming back because you're dying, and now here she is. Done. Exposition over. We don't need a Hela movie. We don't need anything more than that.
Right.
And it is the villain problem, because they can't really set up good villains in either of the universes, as been said. But they're just like, the boxes, the three cube things, they just didn't explain anything, man. Like, just in Justice League, they just didn't explain anything. He, like, sees the symbol. He's like, oh, those three boxes, what do those mean? And then, like, they kind of explain it. And she's like, oh, these are mother boxes, and, you know, they have powers or whatever.
Never let them three of them get together.
But I'm like, what is this? What? Okay, I guess I kind of get it to an extent. They have powers and don't let them whatever. And you're guarding one, and you're guarding one, and men are guarding one. But it's just, I don't know. Maybe I just, it's weird how much I didn't enjoy this movie.
I wanted to. Like, I really, really wanted to so bad.
And there was good part. Like I said, it wasn't awful. I'm just ripping it apart because it's very rare on this show that we talk about things that we don't enjoy. And I'm like, I have to. Like, I saw it. I used my movie pass. Thank you, Tony and La Mesa. And I saw it. And I was like, hey, I have a day off. And, like, Samantha, I know, doesn't care. So I was like, I'll just go watch it. And, and it worked. The movie pass got me in. And I watched it. And I was like, okay. Like, okay, I get it. But, like, so many things are stupid. Like, it's like they explain the boxes kind of. I'm talking a lot. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Okay. So they kind of explain the boxes, and then they show you, like, the Amazonians, and they guard one, and they are, like, guarding it like crazy. They have, like, armed guards on it and everything, which also, why are the Amazonians now wearing bikinis? Regardless. Because in Wonder Woman, like, they got praise because, like, they had female costume designer, female director, and all this, and they, like, were wearing armor, and, like, it was awesome, and you saw no belly buttons. And then In this movie, it's like they're wearing bras and underwear. It's like
butt cheeks and cleavage.
Yeah, it's like, okay, like, a man did this one, I can see, which is kind of poignant for everything that's happening. Anyway, that's another thing altogether. So they take the boxes. The Amazonians are guarding it like crazy. The Atlanteans have one, and they build like a shrine for it, and like they're guarding it around the clock. Mm-hmm. And then the men have one, or humans have one, and they bury it like six inches in the ground. It's like, we're just going to bury it here and just pretend like it doesn't exist. Like, what? No. Like, they just told you this crazy thing, and you're just going to bury it in the ground? Ugh, I don't know. So anyway, and then Steppenwolf shows up, and you're like, who's this guy? Like, I should know.
I didn't know.
It's not like it's the Joker, where it's like a well-known
character.
I'm like, who's this guy? And apparently he's like the second in command to somebody else that they reference. Dark Side is the guy, is what he says.
Good job. Because I'm like, oh.
But it's like, yeah, I don't know any of this stuff. And they don't tell, you know, set any of it up.
Yeah. You know, I went to this movie with Jeff Hillman, who's been a guest a couple times. Mm-hmm. We went to Ultra Star Theaters.
Okay.
And
I've heard they've, the one at Hazard Center.
Yes.
And I've heard they've like upped it up where they got like the recliners and stuff.
They have like nice seats, and then they have like a bunch of seats.
And they have waiters and stuff, right?
At least not this one.
Yeah.
They do have like food. They had good food because we got there early and I got a sandwich and Jeff had a couple beers.
Nice.
But they have these other seats that are motion seats.
Yes, I have heard
of this. So we sat in this seat for a preview, like out in the lobby.
Oh, they like show you like you could do this.
And so I didn't realize that this was, I thought this was like something that was coming.
Right.
But I didn't realize actually in the theater.
Yes, they have them.
But we didn't sit in them.
Right.
Part of me was like, maybe, but the other ones they're big, comfortable.
Right.
Seats, and for a big comfortable seat with a movie that gets a little boring and a couple beers,
you fell asleep.
Well, Jeff did too.
No way. You both fell asleep.
Not, I mean, just little parts.
Oh,
just
sure.
Little parts.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know, and it just dragged and then like.
But that's because it didn't.
It was boring.
It didn't go. It didn't flow. It didn't flow.
It didn't have. It didn't grab me. I mean, like, if it was a movie that would have grabbed me, there was no way I would have fallen asleep.
Right.
But there. So we do it. We're watching this movie. And so they get the gang together.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, they start like kind of showing like aspects of Aquaman's character, and he's kind of like a street guy or something. He's like, "All right,
oh,
hey,
right.
All
right,
brother,
right.
All right," and then woo, that's what I'm talking about, or right. Something like that, and like these catchphrases that like out of nowhere,
right.
Where I was like, "What?"
And I think that's part of the problem is that Joss Whedon took over the directing. When Zack Snyder left, and he added in like comedy to it, and
I guess
it doesn't fit.
It didn't. It felt weird. And then like
the tone is just like this roller coaster ride of like it's dark and brooding, and it's there's,
yeah.
Here's
and then
a
like
joke,
they do this whole big this whole big battle,
right?
And then they say something, and then Wonder Woman's like, "I work with children,"
right?
And I'm like, "What?" I was so out of place.
Right.
I was like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. It was it hit the mark. Like for me, like I said, going in blind because I didn't watch the movies. It just didn't set anything up. It didn't grab me.
Nah.
And like I was like, oh, okay. Like I got Wonder Woman and I got Batman and I got Superman coming. Spoiler alert. Superman comes back to life.
Yes.
They bring him back because they need.
And you know Superman's not dead.
Of course. So. But anyway, so they put him. He's like full in his like burial garb, his suit and everything. And they put him in the water and like bzz, they zap him back to life with one of the boxes. And then he bursts out of the birthing thing, the birthing water on the plane or whatever it is. He bursts out of it so hard that his shirt blasts off or whatever. How come he's still wearing pants? Like, this is totally nitpicky.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you're going to have that much force and power to burst out of
but
the thing,
naked.
You are naked.
Yeah.
You burst.
No clothes can hold you.
Right. Like, you were wearing a suit. It was a jacket, a shirt, probably an undershirt, a tie. And then he bursts out of it and he's just wearing pants.
Were you telling me or was someone else telling me that those scenes with him...
Oh, it's all CG.
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, it did look weird. It looked weird.
He looks awful because they CG'd his entire face
because
he has a mustache for another movie that he's working on. And instead of them just going, like, we'll wait until you shave, they decided it would be better and more cost-effective not to CG his entire face to make the mustache go away. And so when you see him talking, he's like, mouth is all like...
Yeah, and there's this like complete, like there's a certain lack of connection that you as a viewer
right, you're like,
have.
I should care with that
you're
this
like,
more.
This is just like disconnected with me.
It's because he's a computer.
That's why.
Yeah, his face is
he's
a computer.
Not real.
And like, so in, I guess it's Batman versus Superman? They do the same thing. Oh no, it's in the Superman movie. They do the same thing. That's how Zod is created. He comes out of this birthing thing
uh-huh.
and he goes nuts, which is why he's now the bad guy. He turns psychopath.
Oh, that's right. He's the main villain. He's the
right.
guy they fight.
He goes crazy, and so they're like, "Well, you know, we did this before, and Zod was a crazy person." And Batman's like, "Don't worry, I have a plan." And then guess what? They birth him, and he's crazy. He doesn't remember who he is. He's like now he's this insanely strong,
he's
impossible
super
to
dangerous,
stop.
Right?
Superman, worst weapon ever, is now going to terrorize Earth. And he's just like doing that. The heroes show up, and he's like blasting them with the laser eyes and this and that. And then Bruce Wayne's just like calling the big guns, and fucking Lois Lane shows up, and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm Superman, Clark Kent. I'm happy now." He takes her and flies off, and then he disappears.
Yeah. It was bad. It was bad.
I just didn't.
I wanted it to be good.
Well, and I heard good things. Like, people loved it.
I heard that, too.
But I also heard bad things, too. But
I didn't want to hear any bad things. Like,
I know.
I just didn't want to hear it.
And like, then I saw it, and I was like, boo.
Damn it. Yeah.
But
yeah, that was
I am very... An hour of the movie. An hour of the movie. It was cut. Zack Snyder produced a 3-hour-long version of this movie,
uh-huh.
and the studios were like, not a minute over 2 hours. So they literally cut an hour out of the movie. So maybe they do set up some of the stuff, and maybe there is some backstory. Maybe they do introduce.
Maybe it makes more sense that's what I heard. Like, woo.
Well, and that's what I heard about Batman vs Superman. Also, you watch the theatrical movie, and you're like, "This is garbage." And then you watch the director's cut that has 40 extra minutes, and you're like, "Oh, this is a decent film."
All right, I'll watch that.
I'm going to watch the Justice League extended, and maybe it'll be better.
There probably will be one for sure.
Oh, of course, there better be.
Yeah.
Because, well, and like all the stuff you saw in the trailers wasn't even in the movie.
I don't remember.
Like, there was a scene where they show Alfred, which is Jeremy Irons, and he's like, he told me you'd be coming, or whatever. Uh-huh. And he's clearly talking to Superman.
Right.
Not in the movie. The part's not in the movie. So anyway, but the fight scenes were cool. Wonder Woman kicking ass at the beginning was awesome. Like the bank heist thing.
There were some of the action scenes were
Zack Snyder knows how to direct a fight scene. Like him or not, the guy can do some cool camera tricks, and like he can produce a cool fight scene or action sequence, I should say.
Now, did you find that I felt that he was kind of leaning on these particular stylish ways?
Oh, of course.
That his kind of famous
was.
So you're like, oh, well, here's 300, right. Like again, and well, the thing, well, here's Watchmen.
Well, if that's what he does. So like the opening scene with the Wonder Woman fight scene or whatever, when she's like foiling the bank heist or whatever's happening, mm-hmm. like he does the very signature Zack Snyder thing where it's like real time, slow motion, real time, slow motion, where it goes from like her like, running to the next guy in real time, and then when she punches him, it's slow motion. And then she lands and moves to the next guy in real time, and then hits the next. Like, it's very Zack Snyder.
It looks cool.
And it does look cool. So I didn't hate the movie. I just really didn't like it.
Yeah. I wanted it to be more.
Yeah.
So speaking of big movies.
Yes.
This is the weekend.
Are you going to talk about Star Wars?
Well, we're not going to talk about it, but we're going to talk about that it's there.
I do want to talk a little pre-Star
Wars. That it's
Wars.
There. So it just came out. So this is like today's Monday.
Yes.
And it came out just last Thursday.
Yes.
So,
and so not really spoiler alert because neither of us have seen it,
but
we are going to talk about it a little bit sort of, because have you heard anything about it?
I've been really trying to not hear anything. So
I've only,
sometimes on Facebook, you're like someone's like, yes. I really like Star Wars.
Right.
And then so I saw somebody say, I really didn't like Star Wars.
Yes.
And so I'm like, God damn it.
Right.
Don't even say anything.
I know. People suck.
I saw a great post that said, here's a great idea. How about you see Star Wars and for like 3 days,
you don't say anything
about it.
Right.
How about you
just
don't post?
Just wait 3 days.
Yeah. I got in line and whatever, and I went and saw a sneak preview of Star Wars. Now let me tell you all about it.
Right.
You're an asshole.
I do like the people that post, you know, I saw Star Wars as a statement. Saw Star Wars.
... Until you don't see it, you have to click on it.
I saw Star Wars. Talk about it below if you've seen it. And then literally you can't see anything else unless you click on it and then whatever.
Yep, that's classy.
But then they say they saw it. They don't say, saw Star Wars, loved it. Talk about it below. Saw Star Wars, hated it. Talk about it. They say, saw Star Wars. Let's discuss in the comments or private message me if you want to talk.
That's
I love.
That's classy. And I think that there are certain folks who really enjoy spoiling it for people.
I'm sure they do. They're like somebody's going to see this.
They just love it. Yeah, they love the, I saw it first and now fuck you. Now you're going to, you won't.
Shouldn't have been on Facebook.
Gotcha. What's shitty about it is that it's like, I'm going to take away your experience of seeing this and letting it flow, you know, unfold in front of you.
Right.
I'm going to ruin that for you.
Right. And the studio does a good enough job of showing every freaking, here's a new trailer, here's a new trailer, here's a new trailer, here's a new trailer, here's this, here's that, here's this, here's that.
So for the folks who don't do that and who are conscious of that and are like thinking in terms of a fan who wants to have it, this experience.
Right.
Kudos.
Awesome.
Kudos
to
and you. Yeah. Big ups. Big ups to you.
So all I've heard, I've heard two things. I've heard I loved it. It was great.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard this was weird. It was different. It didn't hit the mark.
Huh.
I heard those two. That's it. I've heard two extremes.
I haven't heard anything.
That's it.
You know.
But I haven't, apparently there's maybe some twists and turns in it, or it doesn't go the way that you necessarily think.
Which is like one of the taglines, right?
Something like
this
that.
This is not
going
to go the way you think it
goes. Luke says that in the trailer. So it's like, who knows? But Since I honestly do not know anything. I don't know anything. I don't know any spoilers or anything, but I do want to speculate and play a, like, what do you think?
Okay.
Right now. So what do you think?
Do
you have any, cause I've been talking about this movie with my brother since The Force Awakens came out. We're like, oh, can't wait till the next one. And we watched the trailers and like, oh man, we discuss it all the time.
Okay. Well, you're better than to talk about it, but.
Do you have any, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Theory. Do you have any theory or speculation on what you think is going to happen in this movie?
Mainly just the obvious ones, that she's going to learn from Luke. Mm-hmm. Luke is going to play the Obi-Wan role.
Okay.
Maybe Obi-Wan / Yoda role.
Sure.
For her, who's the new young Luke.
Yep.
Female Luke.
Sure.
And that she will be challenged by forces of the dark side.
So you think it's going to do what?
Not Darth Vader. Who's the?
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren is Adam Driver.
Yes.
Okay.
And so you think it's going to do what the first one, or not the first one, the new one, Force Awakens.
Excuse me.
Force Awakens channeled Star Wars.
Yes.
And they're like, here's this orphan, and oh, you have powers, and there's this. Now, dark
was this
evil
the
force.
One that was like a there was a Death Star, and it was really like
it was
super
very much Star
crazy
Wars.
Star Wars. Yes. Like, okay.
And so, do you think this one's going to be like where oh now you're Empire learning Strikes from Jack. The yeah Luke goes to learn from Yoda, and then the Empire is getting powerful, and the dark side's
yes.
coming through.
That's what I would think.
So you think it's going to point for point match well, kind of the same
yeah
similar
with a new
themes,
yeah yeah
similar
the
themes.
2017 version of it. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I dig it. Now, why do you think it's called The Last Jedi? If now Rey, our heroine, is a Jedi or training to be a Jedi, and Luke is a Jedi, by my count, that's two. That's two Jedi.
Well,
now, do you think last is like the sweeping, like, we have one peach tree left, so this, like, these are the last peaches.
Right.
Because Jedi is a singular and plural word.
Right.
Do you think it's the last of
no,
them?
No, I think that it's of a singular. Like, so it's referring to her.
So you think, again, I don't know anything. Speculation.
That's,
maybe Luke dies?
Probably. Like, he probably, my guess is.
He does the Obi-Wan thing.
He does Obi-Wan. Or, right,
not,
right.
Not intentionally, but maybe he bites it.
He dematerializes.
Yeah, maybe he bites it.
To live in the spirit world,
and he becomes one with the force or whatever.
Right,
like mate, right. So that like again, but then again, like why would like, people get mad? Maybe they get mad because you love Luke Skywalker. Like I don't know.
Like, I would hope. I hope he doesn't die. Like at least not in this episode, because you do want to see.
I
like,
want to see him be a badass and be like the. I want the mentor to be around.
And this is like, I mean, it was nice. Like Harrison
but
Ford.
He also might go dark side. Like they've hinted at that. The whole series, like literally in Return of the Jedi, original number three, like
he struggles
with like, should I go dark or not? He's literally wearing black the entire movie. When does a good guy ever wear black?
Right.
And so it's like, maybe he, and then he tries to go good in Force Awakens and Kylo, his mentor, like goes rogue and now he's a bad guy. Maybe he finally is like, yeah, let's
it'll
bring
be
it
interesting
on.
To see. It'll
I
be
can't wait,
to see.
Dude. I'm like I said, I could talk about spec. And this is
so
all
okay. So here's a question and speculation. In the last one.
Yep.
So
The Force Awakens.
Spoiler alert! If you haven't seen it,
right? But yeah,
Harrison Ford, Han Solo dies.
Yes,
he gets killed at the hands of Kylo Ren,
his son.
His
yes.
son.
His son kills him.
His mother is
Princess General Leia,
and. In the movie, she's alive.
Yes.
At the end of that movie.
Yep.
So,
and in this one. The new one.
And in this one.
Yes. And in the trailers, they make it look like he kills her, too. In the trailers.
Well, you know, okay. I thought she passed well before the movie started filming.
She was, I think they were in pre-production for the third one. And then
so she finished this entire movie.
My understanding is yes.
Interesting. Okay. That was my question. It was like,
and maybe,
are they going to
maybe
like,
I'm
adjust?
Wrong, and maybe they tweaked it a little bit, but I'm pretty sure she was done.
I was going to say, yeah, I wonder if they adjusted the story due to Carrie Fisher dying.
In the trailers, it looks like Kylo kills her, too. In the trailers. But then again, the trailers are showing, they probably show.
They're like, misleading.
Of course. Like, he's flying his jet, like, about to pull the trigger, and then it zooms in on, like, Carrie Fisher's face. And they're she's talking
like
about
the,
like
in the space like station right. there,
and they're talking about like in the background. The voice is like, "You have to do it" or whatever. And so it's like they make it look like he's contemplating killing his mom too.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure he's just flying his plane. And then that scene's like an hour later when you see like Princess Leia like showing whatever. So anyway, I cannot wait to see it. Dude.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm seeing it on if this comes out tomorrow on Monday. So as you're listening to this, I'm seeing this movie 2 days from now on Wednesday.
I think I'm going to be seeing it on. It's hard to say.
Right.
Hopefully on Tuesday.
I just know that Wednesday's my day off, and so like Samantha's going to be at work, and I'm going to be like, "What am I going to do today?" Oh, I know.
Star Wars.
I'm going to go see Star Wars.
Yep.
And it's going to be the bomb.
You need your movie pass.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Speaking of movie pass, I also saw The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, you did, huh?
Yes. Now, have you seen the movie The Room?
I have not, but my niece loves The Room. She I shouldn't say she loves it. She has seen it several times.
Bella.
She dated a guy
right.
who and they would go to midnight showings.
Okay.
And then he was all like crazy about it.
Do you know what the movie is?
Of The Room?
Yes.
I know it's a notoriously bad movie.
Uh-huh. It's awful.
Yes. So not really. Like she started to kind of explain The Room to me once.
Okay.
But no.
Now, I have not seen all of The Room myself either. I saw The Room. It was because the whole point of The Room now is it is a cult thing. It's
cult,
very much they played
bad.
Played at midnight and like there's it's you know Rocky Horror aspect where there's things you do with the movie and yell at the movie and
I guess I've heard that
it's very culty where okay. it's like you know we it's fun it's a big event and at the time because it came out in 2003 it was released in 2003. And people would have parties, and they're like, "We're gonna watch The Room," and like you would just show up and like,
"Is it on DVD?"
Watch the movie, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to watch this movie.
I know it's a thing. And like,
it's a thing.
I showed up at somebody's house, and they had it.
And
on.
You watched it, or you saw a little?
It
bit
was
of
just
it.
On. It okay. wasn't like a viewing party. It was they had it on because it was the thing to do.
I remember
some of it, and like, yeah, it's just awful. It's like. It's bad. It's bad everything.
Okay.
So that was my knowledge of it. And just knowing about that it's supposed to be this terrible movie that people enjoy watching because it's so bad. That was my knowledge going into The Disaster Artist, which is the written and directed and starring James Franco telling of the making of that movie.
He wrote it?
Directed, starred.
James Franco did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wrote, directed, starred in the movie. Now there's a commercial for Star Wars on TV. Anyway. God, I want
to
see it.
Impossible
so
not to be swept away.
Golly. Anyway, so. So he wrote, directed, and starred in this movie, which is a telling of the making of The Room.
Okay.
And he
which
plays,
I've seen the preview for.
He plays Tommy Wiseau, the guy who wrote, directed, and starred in The Room.
Okay.
And. This movie is great, dude. The Disaster
really?
Artist is great.
Oh, really? Great.
Like
that's
Seth
awesome.
Seth Rogen's in it, and you would actually not mind his character.
Oh, yeah?
Like, he's just a guy. He plays the script supervisor of the movie. And, like, everyone in this movie is great. Like, oh, man. And, like, you feel so bad for Tommy. And, like...
Now, in the previews that I've seen...
Yeah.
In the trailer...
Yep.
So he is a mentally disabled person because it sort of comes off like that, like in the preview.
So he, to this day, he's an enigma of a person.
Uh huh.
Like people don't know where he's from. He has this weird, like Eastern European kind of an accent going on, but he claims he's from Louisiana. And when they ask him how old he is, he goes, "Yeah, you know." And when people in And all the stuff that James Franco took is, like, actual stuff. So when people in the movie are like, "How old are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm your age." And he's talking to, like, Dave Franco, who plays one of the guys in the movie, and his brother, James Franco's brother, Dave Franco. Uh-huh. Anyway, in the movie, they're not brothers. But so he asks him, like, "How old are you?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm your age." And he's like, "There's no way you're 22. Like, you're in your 40s, dude. Like, what the fuck?"
Right.
And, like, And they don't know how where he has gotten his money. But apparently, the budget for the movie, when it was all said and done, for The Room, right, was like $6 million. Like, he spent $6 million making the movie.
What? How does somebody get $6 million?
Right. And those are the three things that, to this day, and all the research and everything that everyone's done, and, like, James Franco met the guy and, like, did all this research and all this stuff, and he does not know where he's from, doesn't know where he
even got, after, like, getting to know
correct,
him.
Where he got any of his money and how old he is. These are three things that people do not know to this day.
Huh. Because it certainly seems that James Franco's playing him, and it certainly seems like he's mentally disabled.
Well, he had, like, maybe he has...
like a brain injury or something?
Something. But, like, who knows? But, like, you watch the movie, or at least, again, this is a fictionalized version, I get, but it, I don't know how much they Hollywoodized it, I should say. But it's so good, dude. And James Franco is so good. And, like... Tommy's crazy. Like, he's a crazy person. And you feel like it when they, oh man, I don't know. I can't
stress. But it works.
You have to see the movie.
It works and you liked it.
Absolutely.
And
dude.
You'd recommend it to me and everybody
recommend
and all of our
the
listeners.
Disaster Artist.
Okay, good to
check
hear.
Check it out.
That's good to hear.
Golly.
There's like, not enough good movies out there. So every time there's one that's a good one
and it's like
exciting
and
about.
It's a great concept to take this movie that people know and love for being terrible and to watch how it came to be.
There's so many movies that I want to see. Like, I wanted to see Murder on the Orient Express.
I heard that was good, too.
And that's something with Andrea that she wanted to see.
Yep.
And so that was kind of exciting. Like, oh, good, we're going to go to a movie that we both want to look at.
Right.
And now, have you seen the original?
No, I have not. But it's based on Agatha Christie.
So yep. I've seen the... original with Hercule Poirot. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the character, but the guy, the actor who plays him is kind of famous for playing him. And it's a good movie, and I kind of remember the whole story.
Well, he plays the detective.
The detective.
Right, which is in the new one, Kenneth Branagh.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And but Johnny Depp is in this movie, too, and the cast is big. So I definitely want to see that. There's another movie, dang it.
Well, and... never mind. We don't need to go into it.
Well,
you said Johnny Depp's in the movie, and like, not necessarily spoiler alert, but if you know anything about the story, it's called Murder on the Orient Express.
Is he the one who
Johnny
gets killed?
Depp's the guy that gets killed.
Oh, is he? Okay.
So he's in the movie for like 10 minutes or so.
Well,
at the beginning.
You know, a lot of
and
the
I'm
story
sure there's
is
there's flashbacks,
flashbacks
and, stuff.
And speculation.
Right.
At least in the original, that's how it is.
But he is the guy. He's the one that bites.
He's the one who dies. Okay. Yeah. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious about this. So they're doing
the song.
Ken Jeong is playing.
Singing.
So they're in the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
At the end of the story,
which in the movie is very.
It's very. It's
well,
at the time.
I don't know if it's is it still considered racist?
I think so. I think if you have some Asian folks and they're singing
and they far, say rah, far rah, 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 rah,
you know that's. That's something that used to be clearly it was acceptable at the time in 1985 or when this movie came out.
Yes.
And you wouldn't think twice about it when it came out. But now we've advanced.
I'm so curious if that's what they're doing right now because they are singing a song. Anyway, we'll never know. It's on mute. But
excuse me.
Zoom tight.
Heaven's a Megatroy.
What was the movie you were going to say something about another movie you wanted to see?
Yes, or? But it's escaping me right now of what
there
was
that another was. One that oh dude. Okay. So this movie pass thing is going to be a wonderful thing.
It's a good thing.
Even if I cuz like now when my days off show up, I'm like, what am I going to do on my day off? Like, and now I can see movies. Which is something I love. And now, have you seen the trailer for a movie called Downsizing?
Yes. And you'd immediately think, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Dude, I am so on board for this movie. Like, I saw the trailer in the movies for Disaster Artist.
Okay.
And I literally had to take out my phone. Because I don't see trailers because I don't watch TV necessarily. So I don't see commercials or whatever. And so I had no idea about this movie. And I literally took out my phone and, like, because there's, like, nobody in the theater. And I, like, typed in movies I want to see. And I started a list on my phone. And that's number one now.
How many do you have?
There's two.
Right on.
There was two trailers. I saw Downsizing and the other one's called Game Night, which is, like, this. Did you ever see The Game starring Michael Douglas?
Yes. Yeah.
Where
and Sean Penn and there.
Where like his son buys him this
experience.
Game.
Right.
And then it turns like, what, is it real? Is it fake? Like, right. What's happening? Oh my God. And like, at the end of it, he, spoiler alert of the game, which is like a 30-year-old movie, so yeah. I don't care. But at the end of it, he, Michael Douglas is like so fed up with everything, he like jumps off to like kill himself. And they're like, good job, dude, you won. Or whatever. Like,
yeah, it was weird.
That's what we wanted you to do. And like, what?
And then he's all thankful. Right. Thank you, you gave me an experience.
You gave me a reason to live or yeah. whatever. Which, it, good movie. Like, I remember remember liking it.
Pretty good, yeah.
Well, so anyway, game night is just like, these friends are all, like, it's like Jason Bateman, and like, he's one of the guys, and Rachel McAdams is his wife, and like,
that's
right,
two big
already
pluses.
On board, I'm like, yep.
Yep.
And so apparently they show up to their friend's house, and he's like, oh, it's game night. You know, we're going to play this crazy murder mystery game, and then these people come in and break down the door and like kidnap the host of the party. And so they're like, oh, we have to solve the mystery. Okay, great. And they're like, they're treating it like nothing serious has happened. Like, they think it's all fake. And uh-huh. I'm sure it's real, or who knows. It's another one of those, like, is it real? Is it fake? Like, who knows what's happening?
Right.
It just looks super enjoyable.
Huh. In game night. Interesting.
So
I did see a longer...
Downsizing in game night.
I did see a longer trailer for the movie that you were telling me about.
Which is?
Ready Player One.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And so, because I think the only thing I saw before was some kind of, like, vague... You know, like, announcement of the movie.
Yep.
Where it's not really a trailer. It's just some...
Right. This is coming.
But this last trailer that I saw during Justice League
uh-huh.
was extensive.
Yes.
And a lot of details.
Uh-huh.
And it looked very, very interesting. So... You're super crazy excited.
I don't know.
What? You were all like you were literally saying.
But that's because
Ready Player One is going to be the bomb.
But that's
I can't
because
wait
at that moment, I had just finished reading the book.
Uh-huh.
And the book is so good, dude.
And like, but so why are you not
so good?
It's Steven Spielberg,
right? But it doesn't look like the book. It looks like they're doing something, and maybe it's just they're trying to hype it up with the action and the trailers and all this stuff. But what I've seen, it doesn't look like it's the book. It looks like they're Jurassic Parking this thing, where
Jurassic Park was good.
It was. But it was
wasn't the book.
Way different than the book. And that's a Spielberg movie. And that movie, don't get me wrong, that movie is great. But if you read the book and you're like, oh man, this would make a really good movie. And then they make it a movie and you're like, what have you
this
done
is
to
not
this book?
What the, yeah, it's not what I
like,
was
like, what have you done? And so that's what it looks like maybe is happening. But again, it could just be they only give you 2 minutes of the trailer and it's like, here's the action stuff. And I'm like, okay. Huh. So I'm still going to see
it. Sure
I'm still
pretty.
Super jacked about it.
Yeah,
dude.
It looked pretty.
I am still super jazzed. I'm going to see it for sure. But it's just like, now that I've seen more, I'm like,
yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh, you
maybe
know, you one of the movies that I really wanted to see that I was planning on seeing in the theater with my movie pass.
Get one, people.
Like, yes, everyone get one.
Even like, if you use it once a month, it's like a matinee
ticket. $10 a month.
A matinee movie ticket now is $11, I found out.
Huh.
This, well, at least that's what I saw. Yeah,
Justice League was $9, but still,
okay,
$9.
But that pays for your movie pass.
Yeah, yep.
Get one. Like I've used it twice. It's so good, dude.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah,
free movies.
Yeah, it's so good.
Free movies. Okay, free $10 a month.
Right,
but you pay $10 a month once.
Go on boom. One of your days. You get 1 or 2 days off a week. Go see a movie. That's
yeah,
what I'm
like,
doing
I'm,
now.
I'm trying to like talk Andrea into getting one.
Oh yeah.
But you know, sometimes we can get free tickets from different, like my friend will give me tickets, and so I still have like a pass from Regal from like when I saw that Tom Cruise movie, the one with the, that's like every time he dies, he gets reborn.
Oh yeah. 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 Oh man. Last day.
Something
tomorrow.
Like that. Yeah. That's, yep. That yeah, one. Yeah. That one. You know the one.
I know the one.
And, yeah,
Morgan Freeman in that movie?
Nope.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Nope.
It's a famous black guy.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yes.
In that movie? No. He's like a
bitch.
A military guy and he has to keep going through the day again. It's okay, like Groundhog Day. Yep.
What's the movie you want to see?
Well, I wanted to see Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Was one that I really wanted to see.
Oh, Three Billboards.
Yeah.
Three Billboards. Yes, yes, yes.
And I think that's already gone now.
It might still be out and about some places, maybe.
But I want to see that. There's a bunch I want to see.
What was that Tom Cruise movie?
And so did, on TV.
Yeah.
Did you finish Godless?
No.
Okay. We're halfway through. And like
halfway through the end, through the whole thing or?
Through the episodes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So there's, I think we have three more. It's only like seven long.
It is like seven. It's like
and
seven.
They're, but they're like, some of them are like an hour and 20. One of them's like 45. So they're doing the Netflix thing where they're like, here's what we want to tell in this episode, no matter how long it is.
You know, ideally, like, it would have been good after we had our talk with Tara, oh, Dr. Tara.
Dude, that episode was the bomb, by the
she,
way.
She was great. She was great, and she's going to come back.
Yes.
But
Edge of Tomorrow was that movie.
Yep, you're right, Edge of Tomorrow. But after we were talking to Dr. Tara and just like – and the one before that were kind of like just the state of affairs in America.
Yes.
There is certainly something to be said about Godless at this time. And so in relation to that. So when you're done, I'm really excited to talk about that.
We'll see what just happened. The last one we saw – spoiler alerts for this. The last one that we just saw was when the – the guy from Sons of Anarchy shows up to the town and he's like, well, we bought, he's from the mining company. He's like, mm-hmm. we own the town now. And wow, look at those outfits. They're leg lamp outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Anyway, he's like, we own this town now. So we're going to be taking care of you or whatever. And it's very like, I felt like at that moment I was like, oh, I kind of see what you guys are trying to do with this. Maybe I'm wrong. But it was like the women in this town are doing just fine. Taking care of everything, take care of business. And then the men show up and they're like, we're going to take care of you because we're men.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, interesting. I see what you're kind of going for. And maybe right. it plays out, maybe it doesn't. But the first three or four episodes where we're at, I don't know if it's three or four, but it's very much it's a Western.
Mm-hmm. It's total Western.
And but it's very much a Western in the fact that it's like a slow burn.
Where, it like, is a little slow. The first episode particularly. Like
nothing really kind of happens until like halfway through the third, or I don't remember where we are, but third or fourth episode is when you're like, whoa, this is getting interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And like the very first scene like grips you because you're like, what's happening? It's all like smoky and foggy and there's a bunch of dead people everywhere. And then like it literally pans out and like the first, like one of the first things you see is this kid. Like how, like a kid like hung, like hanging kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's a kid? And they hung a kid. Like, this is a kid hanging from a noose, and they show you that this is a kid hanging. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are some evil people. And so anyway, it's like, it like I said, seven episodes, we're halfway through, three or four, and it's good so far.
It is good. It is good.
Like,
I've started to kind of watch it again, actually.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to, men aren't the end all be all. Like, we don't need men necessarily. That's, you know, to an extreme. Not...
Definitely. Like, right. Let it play out. It's interesting. And I had my good friends Tom and Joan in Portland, who were watching it.
Yeah.
And they got to a certain point and they were very much turned off.
Really.
And so I'd be curious to like when you see it and so. And when I watched it, I was like, oh, you know what? I didn't get that, you know, from their take. So anyway, that's going to be fun to talk about when you finish it.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it at home, watch it because it's only seven episodes.
Netflix.
And it's a Western. You know,
right.
It's fun.
It is good.
Jeff Daniels is a good villain.
He's good.
A very good villain.
Yeah. Anyway, it's so, I like everything about it so far.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a text message from Mike Bissett, and I'm going to read it.
Read it.
In all caps. I want to be best friends with your Irish neighbor.
Right on.
So Selena,
Jeremiah.
He says, I want to be best friends with your Irish neighbor, Jeremiah, except for Last Christmas is the worst Christmas song of all time, period.
Disagree.
So Mike Biz, shout out to Mike Biz. We miss you, man. Life's a Biz segment.
Yeah, do and or just come on.
Yeah,
just come
show
on.
Up, dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, and if you have, we talked about things we want to see and a couple things that we have seen. And today is the December 17th.
Oh Lord.
So Christmas is like right around the corner. I don't know if we're gonna be able to get something new and fresh out, maybe we'll do a replay. I don't know. Just tossing it out there. If something's not there, it's because BD's got to move and Christmas and all this stuff. And
right.
Things are going to be hectic. We're going to obviously try and get stuff out to you guys because that's what we do. But let us know what you're excited to see. If you saw Star Wars, if you loved it, if you saw Godless, if you want to talk about Godless, if you saw Justice League, what are your thoughts on that?
We'll probably talk about Star Wars next, probably.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Because I'm seeing it Wednesday.
And hopefully Godless, too. Maybe we can squeeze those into the same one.
Yeah.
If not, don't worry.
We'll see.
Well, at least one of those.
Absolutely. So check them out. Watch these things with us. Let us know what you want to see. If you saw any trailers and you're interested in anything, like I said, downsizing for me, it looks really, really enjoyable. And game night looks fun too. But yeah, let us know. Send us an email, liceofbinge@gmail.com. Send us a voicemail. Like, we play the voicemails, people. We play them. You can hear your voice on air. It's fun. I promise. 619-438-0532. Do it right now. It's the end of the episode.
You've heard
all of it. 619-438-0532.
Lennox, we already have your theme song in the can.
Yeah, it's already waiting for you.
We're just waiting to play it when you do it.
So. It sounds really cool.
And you know what else I'm decided?
What's that?
I'm going to record a new song.
For what?
Maybe not our theme song.
For
but
us?
Like, for us.
Yes.
With guitar.
Dude.
We could sit out there and we're going to record it.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to write a song. And do it.
Yes.
And so that's going to happen.
I am
too.
On board.
For 2018,
I am
a new theme song.
On board.
So.
On board.
Right on.
100%. So anyway, thanks for listening out there. Leave us a rating and review if you haven't ever done that. Because it's been 2 years, guys. Come on. Get on it. We only have like 13, something like that. If you haven't done it and you're listening, we get downloads every week. I see the numbers. People out there are listening. Just hit the 5-star thing or give a thumbs up or whatever. We'll love you forever. We already do. But anyway, that's beside the point. Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.